True believers, and welcome back to another brand new episode of the nerdiest podcast in the Midwest, the Midwestern Nerds Podcast. I'm your host, Brian Stoffel, joined as always by my co-host, my sidekick, my partner in crime, my co-pilot, Hale Kyle Olson, here on the Midwestern Nerds Podcast. That's MIDWESTERNERDS. You can find us on Instagram and Twitter at Midwestern Nerds. We are the Midwestern Nerds Podcast on Facebook. If you'd like to send us an email, you can send that to MidwesternNerds@gmail.com. You can find and stream and listen to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you listen to your podcasts. This week is the conclusion, part three of our mini return to the Midwestern Nerds Podcast. Part one, we kind of talked about where we had been for the half of year plus since the summer of 2023, when we kind of took a sudden and abrupt break for quite a long time. Part two, we talked about the Echo series on Disney Plus and its ramifications on the MCU going forward. Part three, we're talking about a little movie that premiered on Hulu earlier this year called Self-Reliance, as well as the future of the Midwestern Nerds Podcast. Where are we going from here? Before we jump into that, I just want to thank everybody who has listened to this podcast throughout the years, everybody who has stuck around, the faithful few who have come back to listen to us during this quick return, and the patience that you guys have all had during the release of these three episodes. I wanted to release them week to week to week. Things just have kind of been happening where editing and uploading and posting on social media has been a little bit difficult. So I apologize for the gap in between these three episodes. But the beauty about podcasting is you can always go back and re-listen to past episodes, especially the last two that came out, were a bit timeless. So definitely, if you need a refresher, go back, check those out. We always appreciate the listens. And then stick around and enjoy part three of this mini epic in the mini return of the Midwesterners Podcast. Enjoy.
But let's get into one more thing that we did both actually get to watch and made the time for. There was a little movie that came out on Hulu a couple weeks ago. I'm saying a couple weeks ago because I'm anticipating on when this episode is.
Oh, fair.
I'm anticipating on when I get time to edit this episode and get it up and out. And it'll probably be a couple weeks at that point. So, a couple weeks ago, a little movie popped up on Hulu called Self-Reliance, written, directed, and starring fucking Nick Miller, Peter B. Parker himself. This is it's an interesting premise of this black market TV series tracks him down and says, if you can survive for 30 days, we'll pay you $1 million. All you got to do is survive. You got to stay alive for 30 days. There's a loophole. We're going to have people out that are trying to kill you, but the loophole is if you are with somebody, they can't touch you. They can't hurt you. You know what this movie felt like? And I kind of touched on it when I texted you about this movie, Kyle. This movie felt like a Nick Miller side story for a New Girl episode that they just never used.
I genuinely believe they could have done this as either an episode or an extended episode of New Girl with the same characters, and they would all treat, like, his family and yes. and his roommates would have reacted the exact same way, and we could have had like the same, like this could have been a story from New Girl.
The homeless guy that he hires is Tran from New Girl.
Oh my God.
That's why Tran. I was like, this is a Nick Miller movie. And that's
probably where he got it from too. Shit.
That's why I'm saying it feels like a side plot Nick Miller storyline that they just never used. And he was like, that was a really good idea. I should do something with that. This movie also has Andy Samberg in it. Not Andy Samberg is in this movie as much as Daredevil was in Echo. So don't get your hopes up too much. But I will say, produced by The Lonely Island too, this movie yes. was. That little bit, I was like, I want these two to like be in a buddy cop movie or like best for a stepbrothers type movie of just these two. I want that so bad in my life because these are two of like the funniest guys that like are around right now. And I feel like they're both so underrated. And the fact that like I wholeheartedly believe that Jake Johnson is Nick Miller in real life. Like just the way that he is in interviews that I've seen him in, even the interviews for this movie, I watched the Jimmy Kimmel one and he asked him like if it was difficult to act in a movie that you're also directing. And he was like, it was fucking annoying. I'd be on set and I still wouldn't remember my lines. And I'd be like, who is the asshole who wrote this dialogue? And then he's like, oh yeah, wait a minute. That was me. And I would just like ad-lib the majority of the time, and everybody else would too. And it was perfect. This movie worked on every level for me. I don't want to give too much of it away because definitely go and watch it and experience it. But I will say, if you like New Girl, if you like Nick Miller, if you like even Peter B. Parker, if you like anything that you've seen Jake Johnson in, you're gonna love this movie.
So I saw Jake. I wanted to watch this movie because I heard about this movie coming out, and then I saw Jake Johnson do a spot on Pat McAfee talking about the movie, and I wanted to watch it even more. Like they asked him specifically. They were like, "How have you transitioned into directing and writing since you're pretty successful already?" And he literally says, nowadays in Hollywood, you need to be multi-talented and you're not guaranteed anything. So I just started writing stuff for myself to be in and it's worked for me. Like he literally wrote this for himself, which is, I think is genius. I don't know why more people do it or don't do it because he's just writing his character, which is basically just Nick Miller at this point, but he's just writing Jake Johnson into a movie and getting all of his Hollywood friends to do it. This cast is incredible. You already mentioned Andy Samberg.
Anna Kendrick.
Anna Kendrick. Some of these... Biff Whiff, by the way, as Walter or whatever his... James, he called him for most of the movie, the homeless man. Hilarious.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Hilarious. You already mentioned Anna Kendrick. Bobon. Natalie Morales, who is... has a short-lived stint on Parks and Rec. I love her. She's great. The guy from Stranger Things season 3, he's hilarious too. The guy with the long hair, you know, Eduardo Franco.
Oh, yeah, yep.
Christopher Lloyd plays his dad?
Yeah!
Like, it's a fun cast. But also, it's just a fun movie. So, during this press junket, he explained this movie as a stoner's thriller comedy. And he nailed it to a T with that. Like, I don't smoke. I have friends that do, so I kind of get the aesthetic, right? But, like, it is a thriller comedy because there are moments in this where I genuinely laughed out loud. There are moments in this where I was genuinely, like, grabbing my couch, heart pounding, waiting for something to happen. And I was also trying to solve the mystery of what was happening as the movie was going. I was literally talking out loud. I live alone. In a two-bedroom apartment. I was talking out loud to myself, trying to solve what was happening in this movie.
Yeah.
And that is the key to a good thriller.
because this movie very much brings up the question of, is this actually happening, or is this just shit that he's imagining and making up and is like going through in his head because of his past trauma?
And they do
and where he's at in
yes,
life.
Yes. And they do a phenomenal job of leaving actual breadcrumbs too. Like, there were a couple things that I picked up on, and I bet you if I rewatch it, there's probably other things that I missed. I can't tell you how much I love this movie. If you do smoke, I recommend smoking before it and watching, because that's what Jake Johnson said, and I'm going to live and die by what he says. But I genuinely love this movie. It's a quick movie, too. It's only an hour 25, and that's with credits.
Yeah.
So it's a quick watch. Yeah, please go watch this. It's on Hulu. It's worth it. It's so, so good. I mean, it's not a perfect movie by any means, but it's one of those that you can just sit down, watch for an hour and 20 minutes, and just really enjoy the story.
Yeah, this was the first new movie of 2024 that I watched, and I'm hoping that by the end of December of this year, when everybody makes their lists of their favorite things that came out that year and whatnot, I'm hoping that this movie is still in like my top five, because I genuinely liked this movie that much. And one of the things that we ripped on in Echo, character development, his character has a full arc in this movie that is absolutely beautiful. Like, I loved it. I absolutely loved it. So
not to mention the slight cliffhanger that they, like, I was almost mad at the movie for giving me that kind of cliffhanger, because I was so excited for the development between those two characters, and then they rolled credits and I was so angry. But like, are they gonna do a sequel of this? I don't know, but it's so good. I love it.
Probably not,
but it's good. My final thing, which will transition us into our last little topic here, is I'm on another podcast now. Me and my buddy Connor, who has done, we've done podcasts in the past, we have started up another podcast. It is called Curious and Judgmental. Yes, that is on a play on the famous quote from Ted Lasso. It is my favorite quote, so I made a funny title out of it. Shocker. It's mostly sports. We do talk about a little other, you know, pop culture stuff, and we'll probably transition into a lot of other things, but it is, I would say, mostly a sports podcast. If you want to give that a go, go check us out. Our first episode should be out by the time that this one drops. If not, you can still follow us. I know we're live because I already follow us on Spotify and that kind of stuff, so look for us on there. And that'll lead us into this.
Yeah. Yes. So my co-host here announced he's on another podcast, which then you, the listener, would think, okay, if he's going, what's going on with this podcast? Especially since this podcast has been non-existent for over half a year, which is crazy to say out loud. And honestly, the answer is I don't know. Midwestern Nerds is my baby. I've been with Midwestern Nerds since the beginning. Kyle, we've mentioned this a few times. You kind of have too. You kickstarted the idea. You guided Chad and I to start up the podcast. And we even did our pilot episode on a podcast that you were doing at the time.
Which is crazy, actually, because that was First Round KO that I started. Actually, I started that by myself. Connor joined as my co-host. And then Connor left to do his actual work stuff. And I had a different host, Hanson, which is who we did that with. So that's actually a crazy full circle type of thing.
Yeah, so the future of this podcast is up in the air. I don't know. Like I was saying, this podcast is my baby, and while I wish you all the best in the world with your new podcast that you're doing, it did hurt a little bit to hear that you were jumping ship. But I say jumping ship, but I don't mean like, fuck this podcast, I'm never gonna do this shit again. No, you're gonna be back.
Yes.
Already, I can confirm we will do an episode in July or August, because there's a little movie called Deadpool 3 coming out. So we for sure will do an episode. if you gotta wait another 7 months to get to Deadpool, it could happen. But we will be back to talk about that.
You bet your chimichangas I'm gonna be on that fucking episode.
As far as the podcast itself, though, as I kind of unloaded in the first opening bits of this episode, I've gone through a shit ton. I'm still working through a lot of that, still processing a lot of that. There are things that have been popping up, good things in my life that I won't get into detail because they're still pretty fresh and new, but like things that I want to explore and do and see where those go. And truth be told, podcasting is hard. I know you, the listeners, sitting, listening to your shows, your podcasts, it sounds easy. You tune in every week and you're like, these people are just sitting down. They're friends. All that they're doing is they're talking, they're having a conversation about things, and they're recording it, and then they're putting it up. There's so much more to it. There's so much, not just effort, but time and commitment that goes into a podcast. And there's a lot of just work, even to get it somewhat successful.
Not only that, but for someone in our situation, this is not a money driver for us. Like this is a hobby for us at this point. There is no money behind this. I think this would be a different situation if this podcast took off and we were actually making a living off of this. It'd be completely different. But for right now, Brian and I work separate jobs and we have to try to schedule around our lives outside of work. We have to try to schedule not only sitting down and recording this, but watching the content that we're going to talk about on this. And that's where this becomes an issue. Every time I talk to Brian about this, it is so much fun to sit down and talk about all this nerdy shit with him. It's the best. However, sometimes it becomes, holy shit, we're recording that episode tomorrow and I haven't watched this movie, so I have to sit down for the next 2.5 hours and watch this movie, even though I may want to do something else in the moment. Like it turns into that kind of thing where it's not a burden, but it's not just as easy as us sitting down and recording, like Brian mentioned.
Or we sit down and we record for like 2.5 hours and it's an awesome episode. That's great. That's 2.5 hours right there. But then that's another, like, for somebody like me that tries to make this the best sounding episode that I possibly can, that's like, that could be up to like 6 hours of editing.
Yeah.
And that's just editing. And then that's only audio. Yeah. And then you talk about the uploading and the social media and everything that involved. And then, like you said, doing this, the research and the stuff to have things to talk about. And then it's a lot of time. It's a lot of effort. It's a lot. That being said, I don't want this podcast to die, because I've been with this podcast since 2020. This has been in my life in some way, shape, or form for 4 years. I want to continue doing something with this podcast. How frequent and how often, it's up in the air. Is it going to be the same kind of format? Probably not. When Chad and I took our break in quote-unquote season one, and then when we came back, that was a completely different show almost entirely than what Kyle and I have been doing in quote unquote season two. This is kind of like the end of season two. And season three, it's going to be interesting. I have some ideas. I have some thoughts on different topics that I'd want to do, different kinds of segments that I'd want to do, different people I've even thought about getting businesses involved. I've got ideas of things. I just don't know what that looks like yet. And with things kind of finally starting to take a positive upswing in my life too, that's going to be the more important stuff than this. And so Midwestern Nerds is not dead. You might think that it's kind of on a lifeline right now. It's kind of on life support, which it kind of is. But it's not dead. I promise we're going to be back for Deadpool 3. That is absolutely going to happen. We will be back for that. What happens in between? I don't know. I could do a random movie review here or there. I could come back on with somebody and talk about a TV show. It's not going to be a week-to-week thing. It might not even be a month-to-month thing. It might be like an episode here and then like, I don't know, a month and a half goes by and another episode pops up until I figure out what's going on over here. What's going on over here as in my location, my life. What's going on up here as in like my brain and my mind and my mental health and all that stuff. And then, like I said, I've got some ideas. I'll tease to kind of manifest the idea instead of just having it in my brain. I want to do more comic book stuff with comic shops. I'm going to tease that. I've got some ideas going with that of how I could get that love and passion maybe brought to the Midwestern Nerds. So I've got ideas. It's just a matter of how those manifest, if they manifest, and when they manifest. But this show will continue in some way, shape, or form. It's just not... Season 3 is going to be the experimental season. You get that weird season occasionally in a show where you're like, that was interesting. I get what they were doing. Like, there were some bugs that you could definitely tell were going on that they had to work the kinks out, but smooth sailing then for season 4. So if you love this show, please stick around. I will be here for sure. Kyle, I'm going to be, he says he's leaving for his podcast. I'm still going to try to rope him in as much as I can. Some of the other people that have also appeared on this show, like Chad, the Golden Knight. I've been spending a lot of time with the Red Panda, Ian. We've been seeing a lot of movies. If I can convince him to maybe pop in every once in a while and, you know, talk about a movie we've seen. It's stuff like that. It's going to be around. It's just, I don't know how.
And I will make some call. I'm passionate about this podcast too. It's not like I'm just ditching this podcast. I had to make a life choice because, again, you guys know what I've been going through over the past 7 months. I had to make a life choice where Connor reached out to me and wanted to do another podcast. And to me and my lifestyle, that fits a little bit more. And it's a little bit easier to do on a day-to-day or on a week-to-week basis, I guess. Whereas Midwesterners, again, it is what it is. However, like Brian mentioned, I'm absolutely 100% going to be back for Deadpool 3. And I'm also not going to just throw away the possibility. I won't be on every episode, but I'm not going to throw away the possibility that I wouldn't do this somewhat regularly because I still don't know what my life is like in Marshfield. I've only been here since September. And even when I got here, it all of a sudden was the busiest time of the year in retail. I work in wine and spirits. You sell liquor during Thanksgiving and during Christmas. I just got
through New Year's.
And New Year's. I literally just got through my busiest time of the year. So I'm still figuring out what my life is outside of work. If somehow I find out that I have an extra day of the week, you know, who knows? This definitely isn't me saying goodbye. This isn't Brian saying goodbye at all. I know Brian, I knew as soon as I told Brian, I knew that he was going to try to do something. And so this podcast is going to remain. And I want to encourage our faithful 7 that we're going to be back eventually. And I still continue to urge people to help us grow as much as possible, because like Brian said, this may be our gas leak year, like in Community, but you know, it only gets better from there. So
yeah, and I'm gonna piggyback what Kyle was saying about, you know, continuing to support this podcast by even just, and I know we say it a lot, and I get it. We don't see a lot of feedback because of, like we said, the Faithful Seven. We're aware of how big our audience is. And we love the few people who do listen to it. But I get it that it's one thing to listen to a podcast. It's another thing to like reach out and give feedback. But if you do have feedback, if there are things that, you know, we wish we did talk about, if it's something like, God, why do you guys, you know, say fuck all the time? Stop. I want to listen to this podcast with my kids in the car. Anything like that. Even the, you guys are on social media. You don't show us that.
Yeah.
If you got any tips for us on how we can improve this show, we give you all the ways you can contact us. Yep. In the beginning of the episode, the end of the episode. If this show did blow up into like a million plus subscribers, I'd still probably consider our audience the Faithful Seven, because we are appreciative of the few people who do listen to this podcast. You're what's kept this podcast going.
Yeah.
For as long as it has. It's unfortunately just, there's a lot of struggles going on. There's a lot of things. We've unloaded all the deep shit that's going on right now of how this podcast is kind of difficult to do right now.
And the feedback can be as small as, like Brian mentioned, those few things, or just like the length of the episode. I'm looking at our recording right now. We're at an hour and 50, baby. If you want to say, hey, only record for an hour and give us an hour a week, that's good feedback. Anything that you know, I don't like your theme music, tell us. we want to know what you want to listen to, what kind of stuff you want to listen to, if you have a segment or something. Literally anything. If you think about it during the episode, please reach out and let us know, and that would be, it'd be helpful.
I will say, I'll make a comment on the time. I can already say that this episode is going to be a two-parter. And I will say that the length of time that some of these episodes go is something that during the 7 months off I have thought about. And it's one of those things that I have been considering as far as where the show goes. When I talked about format, that's part of it, of, you know, maybe it's not just a full blown episode. Maybe it's just like a quick 10-minute, like, just saw this movie, these are my initial thoughts on it.
I have to, like, do a full breakdown.
Yeah. So it's things like that I have thought about, because I know not everybody wants to listen to a 3-hour episode a week podcast. I don't always want to edit a 3-hour episode a week podcast, because I already mentioned 3 hours of listening time is usually doubled or tripled as far as editing time goes. So that has all been brought into consideration. And it's one of those things that I am thinking about and bouncing ideas around in my head and with other people about what this show looks like going forward. So again, this is a long-winded way of saying these two episodes might be the last for a bit, but the show is gonna come back. It's just how and when that we're in the process of figuring out. So thank you for sticking along for this long. If you're at this hour 50 plus point in the episode, thanks for sticking along for that long. And if you have enjoyed sticking around for this content, for this episode, for this show, remember, we are the Midwestern Nerds. That's MIDWESTERNERDS.
You can find us on Instagram and Twitter at Midwestern Nerds. We are the Midwestern Nerds podcast on Facebook. If you'd like to send us an email, you can send that to midwesternnerds@gmail.com. You can find and stream and listen to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you listen to your podcast. Please remember to rate and review, share and subscribe, be kind, please rewind. All of these things help this podcast to continue to improve and grow and be the Midwestern Nerds podcast that you, the listener, want to listen to. Thanks again for joining us on this ride. We will be back in some way, shape, or form at some point in time. But until then, for your Midwestern Nerds this week, I've been Brian Stoffel.
And I've been KO Kyle Olson.
And whether it's beer, brats, comics, or pops,
keep it nerdy!